HarperCollins presents First Man In by Ant Middleton. Read by Ant Middleton. Introduction. Of all the people that I meet in my day-to-day life, most don't have the courage to ask the question. The majority only know me from the television, and so are aware that I served 2 tours of Afghanistan with the Special Forces. Because my first TV appearance was on Channel 4's SAS Who Dares Wins, it's often assumed that I was a member of the Special Air Service. In fact, I was a special boat service operator. In military parlance, I was a point man. My job was to lead a small group of men into Taliban compounds, searching out high-status targets on dangerous, hard-arrest missions. Because of the great secrecy that surrounds Special Forces operations, I can't talk about them, but I am able to give you a general answer to the question. Killing someone feels like gently pulling your trigger finger back a few millimetres. It feels like hearing a dull pop. It feels like seeing a man-shaped object fall away from your sights. It feels like getting the job done. It feels satisfying. But beyond that, killing someone feels like nothing at all. You might find that shocking. You might even find it offensive. I'm aware, of course, that mine is not an obvious response. It's not even a response I share with everyone who's fought in war. Many brave men I've served alongside will remain forever traumatised by the horrors they've witnessed and taken part in. I truly feel for them. Being part of a hard arrest team meant working regularly in conditions of life-threatening stress and being surrounded almost every day by blood and killing. But my struggle wasn't with the trauma all that created. Mine was with its satisfaction. I'd enjoyed it, perhaps at times too much. I thrived on combat. I still miss it every day. In Afghanistan, getting shot was a regular occurrence. You came to expect it. I viewed survival as a numbers game. As point man, every time I entered a Taliban compound or a room within a compound and knew that there was badness on the other side, I played the odds in my head. It was a bit like roulette, a calculated risk. I'd think, what are the chances of me going through that door and there's a combatant there who knows I'm coming? If they do know I'm coming, what are the chances of them being able to fire more than one bullet before I shoot at them? What are the chances that one bullet's going to hit me in the head and kill me? When I thought of it like that, I usually come to realise the chances were pretty slim. So I'd think, fuck it, the odds are with me. And that would get me through the door. Sometimes at this point of entry, there'd be bullets flying in my direction. But experience told me these bursts were usually over in seconds. And that the moment there was a pause in firing, I could make my move. Entering crouched low. Because idiots with AKs usually can't control the natural lift of their weapons, and they spray rounds at the ceiling when they fire. I'd think, if he pulls the trigger again, he'll only have the chance to squeeze it once or twice max before I get the drop on him. If one or two rounds did come out of his weapon and strike me in the chest plate, it would only be in my chest plate. If they hit me in the leg, they'd only immobilise me for a split second. If I fell down, I knew my pal would be right behind me, on my shoulder, and would finish the job in a blink. That was how I saw it. A numbers game. Always the odds. Always a little calculation in my head. Which is not to say I found it easy. Far from it. Going into an operation, the fear would be horrendous. But as soon as it all began, the moment I breached the compound or made contact with the enemy, I'd enter a completely different psychological space. The only thing I can compare it to is the final seconds before a car crash, when you can see how it's all going to play out in slow motion. Your brain goes into a hyper-efficient state, absorbing so much information from your surroundings that it really does feel like as if the clock has suddenly slowed down, as if you've got the ability to control time itself. This enabled me to act with a level of precision in which it seemed I could count in milliseconds. It was a state of pure focus, pure action, pure instinct, every cell in my body working in perfect harmony with each other towards the same end at the level of peak performance. I didn't feel any emotion.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?